The spirited elf can be found orchestrating a holiday feast. With a twinkle in his eyes and a sprinkle of magic in his fingertips, the elf transforms the holiday meals into extraordinary festive delights. One more time, the spirited elf can be found orchestrating a holiday feast. With a twinkle in his eye and a sprinkle of magic in his fingertips, the elf transforms the holiday meals into extraordinary festive delights. Take that
That's
and run
really
with it,
hard.
Everybody. It's a tough one. It's a tough one.
That's not even fair.
You might want to go over to one of those places we mentioned earlier, Terry. There's another hint for you. You know, you and I were talking about some of our favorite places
for
and things
sure.
about Quality Foods IGA.
Yes.
Big good morning to them. Get on over there, everybody. We'll talk to you in just a little bit right here at WFHR.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. We begin with jury deliberations in two high-profile cases, one with political underpinnings, the other with huge implications for a Hollywood movie franchise. First, to Washington, where a jury is deciding how much Rudy Giuliani owes two Georgia election workers for spreading lies about them. Correspondent Scott McFarlane is covering the case.
His attorney presented no case after days of dramatic testimony from Georgia election workers Shay Moss and her mother, Ruby Freeman. In tears on the stand, Moss and Freeman described vulgar, vile, and racist threats they received after the 2020 election, like these voicemails played for the jurors.
I hope you like jail because that's where you're going.
You're wanted for treason.
The women are asking for $47 million. A jury in New York City continues deliberations today in the case of Marvel movie star Jonathan Majors. His ex-girlfriend accuses him of hitting her in the head, twisting her arm, and breaking her finger after she read his text from another woman. CBS's Jerika Duncan.
Majors did not take the stand, but in a moment that stunned the courtroom, his attorney, his defense attorney, began to cry as she was giving her closing argument, saying to the jurors, end this nightmare for Jonathan Majors.
The Palestinian news agency WAFA is reporting President Mahmoud Abbas told White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan today, Israel's attack on civilians in Gaza must stop. After meeting with Prime Minister Netanyahu and Israel's defense minister yesterday, Sullivan said they promised more precisely targeted attacks to take out Hamas targets. It'll be a soggy weekend in the east. CBS meteorologist David Parkinson.
Regardless of where you are up and down the East Coast, it is going to be a wet one for Sunday. And then on into Monday, it is a New York and New England rainstorm before things finally dry out as we head into the middle of next week.
The FDA says it's investigating several theories behind an outbreak of lead poisoning tied to pouches of cinnamon applesauce for kids. CBS's Meg Oliver says one has a sinister twist.
In an interview with Politico, an FDA's official said it could be an intentional act on the part of someone in the supply chain.
A British teenager who went missing 6 years ago is finally headed home. Manchester police Chris Sykes says 17-year-old Alex Batty was found walking along a road in Toulouse, France.
We still have some work to do in establishing the full circumstances surrounding his disappearance and where he has been in all those years.
S&P futures down one. This is CBS News.
Make the hiring process work for you. With Indeed's end-to-end hiring solution, you can attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credits.
Ew, gotta get rid of this old Backstreet Boys t-shirt.
Tell me why.
Because it stinks, boys.
Tell me why.
I've washed it so many times, but the odor won't come out.
Tell me why.
No, you tell me why I can't get rid of this odor.
Have you tried Downy Rinse and Refresh? It doesn't just cover up odors. It helps remove them.
Wow, it worked, guys.
Yeah.
Downy Rinse and Refresh removes more odor in one wash than the leading value detergent in three washes. Find it wherever you buy laundry products.
Wendy's new breakfast two for $3 biggie bundles let you create your own delicious combo. Choose from a sausage biscuit, egg and cheese biscuit, small seasoned potatoes, and a medium hot coffee. But it's obvious which combo's the best. Sausage biscuit and small seasoned potatoes. Well, maybe it's the fresh cracked egg and cheese biscuit with a medium hot coffee. Or two savory sausage biscuits. Whichever you pick, you can't go wrong. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's new two for $3 biggie bundles.
Limited time only. U.S. price and participation may vary. Not valid in a combo. Single item at regular price.
Pacific Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin's most powerful Republican says a deal approved by state university leaders Wednesday night is just the first step. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss wants to eliminate what he calls cancerous diversity practices on campus. Milwaukee State Representative Dora Drake tweets, the fight for underrepresented groups continues. The deal trades downsized diversity efforts for $800 million in state funding. President Biden is coming back to Wisconsin. The White House says the president will be in Milwaukee on Wednesday to talk about his initiatives to help small businesses. It'll be Biden's third visit to Wisconsin this year, and it's a sign of how important Wisconsin is in next year's presidential race. Biden leads Donald Trump 58-48 in Wisconsin in the latest Marquette poll. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Hillside Cemetery in Marshfield is now an official location for wreaths across America. They're joining more than 3,700 locations in the mission to remember, honor, and teach. Tomorrow is National Wreaths Across America Day, where more than 2,000 volunteers come together to place wreaths on veterans' headstones to honor local heroes laid to rest. Hillside Cemetery has a goal of raising enough funds to place 500 sponsored veterans' wreaths to ensure those who served will never be forgotten. The Leicester Public Library in Rome is continuing their yoga program into 2024 due to public request. Lisa will hold classes every Friday morning that the library is open. Beginners are welcome and a $5 donation is appreciated. Please bring your own yoga mat and other accessories you like to use. Yoga classes meet in the community room at 11 on Fridays. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
Mostly cloudy today. We'll get to around 43 for a high this afternoon. The wind will be from the southwest at 5 to 15. Tonight will be cloudy with a few scattered off and on rain showers. We could get between a tenth and a quarter inch of rain in some spots overnight. Our low 33. Tomorrow, a few lingering showers, even a few flurries with a high right around 40. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 31.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us right here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Got your host, James J. I'm joined by CEO of your United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties, Terry Johns.
Good morning.
We got good stuff lined up for you, everybody. We're going to get into some entertainment news in a little bit, some That Ain't Right stories, good stories of the day. We kick off the 9 o'clock hour on Fridays with our great friend Mike Clemens talking sports with us here. Mike, how are you?
Good. How are you guys?
We're doing good.
Good.
Great that we were able to connect with you today, Mike, because I wanted to talk with you some sports. I wanted to just also wish you a happy holidays as well to you and yours. We've really enjoyed working with you, man, and thanks a lot for joining us.
Well, I appreciate being on your show, too, and you know, getting feedback from listeners and any questions they've got about what's going on with some of our Wisconsin sports teams. You know, I was just, sad note, you know, with the Badgers volleyball team.
Yeah, that's right where I was going to go. Mm. I stayed up.
Yeah, you know, they're having such a great season. They were like ranked number one there for a while. They lost a game to Nebraska. Anyway, they got to the Final Four, but they lost last night. They lost to the Texas Longhorns, a team that actually had won the NCAA last year. They were ranked a little lower, and Jim Polzin, who works for the Wisconsin State Journal, great columnist, he was actually down there in Tampa, and he said, you know, I mean, none of us are really experts at volleyball that try and cover sports, but it's like, you know, just Texas did a better job of passing the ball around and sort of controlling it.
You know,
that be
more
experienced.
They had a really great season, and they worked really hard, and I have a volleyball player in my family, so we've been watching them all season, but they just seemed a little flat last night. And their sets were really, really high. Mm. So Texas had so much time to set up their defense. Like, it just didn't feel to me like there was any sneak attack going on at all. Mm. Which was, you know, was unfortunate because they have worked really hard and had a really great season.
We have appreciated their season.
I can't remember the last time I saw either a volleyball match in person. Sometimes I've seen these things down on the lakefront in Milwaukee, you know, when they have these tournaments and classics and whatnot. But I've watched a couple of these games recently, like a lot of other people. There was one Badger volleyball game about 3 weeks ago that drew 1.6 million viewers.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. If you ever get a chance to go watch them in Madison, we went down there last season, and it is amazing. It is just remarkable. And until you get in there and see that that intensity, and you know, you can just feel it. It's amazing.
If you're buying, well,
I couldn't get over the speed of the game. I mean, it's unbelievable how fast that sport has become, right?
Yeah, absolutely. It's pretty cool.
If you are buying stock, buy it in women's sports right now, because there is a rise on that in the last couple of years. The women's March Madness last year showed us that, let alone the rise in women's volleyball and some of these other sports, the WNBA and how that has been getting more attention. It's been pretty fun. I have no segue to the Packers, but I do want to bring that up, Mike. I did want to get to that, because I know we don't have that much time with you, sir. What happened with that New York Green Bay game?
Wink Martindale once again got into the head of Matt LaFleur, and I was a little concerned about this. Martindale, who was nicknamed by guys Wink after the game show host, veteran defensive coordinator. This is the guy who picked up on Aaron Rodgers' signals and beat you in London. By the way, you know, Aaron Rodgers ended up injuring his thumb toward the end of the game, and then they went into a five-game losing streak last year. The other night, he's making adjustments that kept shutting down some of Jordan Love's, options back there. Jordan was off his game. He threw about five or six balls that were wide right, wide left, rolling out, getting some pressure on him. I think this is legit. He did get out of his fundamentals. He was not planting his feet and going through, you know, the proper technique on some of the passes that he was trying to throw. It also happened to be really windy. When you're walking up to the stadium, it's like 40-mile-an-hour winds in your face. Mm-hmm. It seemed to die down. That didn't seem to affect Tommy Cutlets.
Yeah.
DeVito, that filled in. Why did they call him Cutlets? Did you see that, James?
I
never got that story. Because he's a Jersey kid?
They did this thing where he was trying different Italian dishes, and said he happened to say that cutlets, they're so versatile, you can do so much with them. Growing up in a very heavy Italian household, I have to agree with the young man.
Those things going on. You were on the road. The Giants fans were in full force. And so you end up losing, a game you certainly should have won. Turnovers, that makes a difference. When you throw a pick, you fumble a ball, you have another fumble, you keep turning it over. And the other thing is, the Packers, when they did those brilliant performances against the Lions on Thanksgiving, against the Kansas City Chiefs, they scored early and often, and they worked better with the lead. Another key play was toward the end. We found this out from Joe Barry. Joe Barry tends to be kind of the corporate guy, who puts out monthly memos of the company like, oh, everything's fine, we're fine. He said, if there's just about five plays, we could have turned around. We could have beat that Giants team. And that's loser talk, Yeah, well, we're only five plays away from winning. But I thought Joe Barry was very frank when one of the questions was, how come your rookie cornerback, Carrington Valentine, number 37, speedy, he's done a great job this year. Why was he like 10, 12 yards off the ball when the Giants needed a first down? And they've got one of the wide receivers lined up out there and getting the first down, Darius Slayton. Why is he so far off the ball? And Joe Barry said, you know something? You're on the road. The fans are loud. Mm-hmm. The guys that are actually controlling the secondary, the corner, the nickelback, maybe a safety, they're off on the left-hand side. And 50 yards across the field is your rookie out there on an island. And if he doesn't hear the signal that they've changed the secondary, they've changed the settings, that's how you get those kinds of bad mistakes. He either misses a hand signal or clearly can't even hear what these guys checked into. That's why he made that mistake. So those are the reasons why. But here's the other scary thing. Here's the irony. It's a year later, and now it's like the second-to-last play the Packers have got the ball. A.J. Dillon carries the ball. A linebacker takes his helmet and drives it into his – crushes his right hand. A.J. Dillon has a broken right thumb. This guy's been your running back for the last 2 months with Aaron Jones out. This guy has been your check down guy. Mm-hmm. I don't see how he plays on Sunday, but we talked to him at length yesterday.
Yeah, and it sounded like he was adamant about playing, that he's going to do everything he can to get out there.
He's only missed a game when there was COVID.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just amazing how available he's been. But I don't, you're saying, you can't just carry the ball with your left arm.
I mean, yeah, fumbles are already an issue, and then you got a busted up thumb. That isn't going to help anything. Mike, I had one quick question I wanted to ask. When it comes to Barry and the defensive coordinator position, do you think that there is anything he can do from now to the end of the season to keep that gig?
I don't know if he's on the hot seat.
Oh, really? Okay, okay.
Yeah, I think that, you know, some people were saying, hey, Belichick's going to be free. Why don't you bring him to Green Bay? Mm-hmm. If you're Matt LaFleur, do you really want to bring
him? Oh, no. I will eat a hat if that happens. Yeah, that is not happening. Yeah. I can't see any coach bringing him in as an assistant.
Yeah, so I don't know. One thing's for sure. What I don't hear from the defensive players, Joe B, man, that's our guy, you know.
Right.
They like him. He's a nice guy. I don't know if they think he's the sharpest knife in the drawer in terms of making in-game adjustments.
Mike, I know we don't want to keep you too long, but we got to ask you, I'm a gigantic Giannis fan. I think that 99% of this state is. What happened the other night with the game ball?
Okay, so the Bucks are playing the Pacers, the team that just eliminated them the week before in Las Vegas during the new NBA in-season tournament. And there's a little thing going on between those two teams to begin with. Pacers have actually beat the Bucks three out of the last five times that they played. They get into this game. Bucks have got a comfortable lead. Pacers come back. It's within like 10 points. And so Adrian Griffin, the head coach of the Bucks, puts Giannis back in there. He was already up like 50 points. He gets 64 points. And he checks off a box on one of his goals, besides winning finals championships, is to, you know, have the most points scored in a game as a Milwaukee Buck. And he does that. He surpasses Michael Redd, who had 57 points. Game is over. Guys are dispersing. He walks across the court and goes over to the Pacers area and says, hey, man, I want the ball. And they're looking around like, you don't know what you're talking about. Mm-hmm. What are you talking about? And one of the assistant coaches from the Pacers starts to, you see, thank goodness for Bally Sports Wisconsin TV and, you know, sticking with the story with their cameras. One of these assistant coaches from the Pacers starts to slither off into the tunnel with the basketball underneath his arm. And Giannis is looking at us like, where's that guy going? I want the ball. Do you understand? I just set a franchise record in my house. Where's the ball? The Pacers had a young player that just had scored his first NBA points. And they like to award game balls to guys. They wanted to save that ball for their guy.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, the coach runs into the tunnel, and now Giannis starts chasing him down the tunnel. The security guy trying to chase Giannis, 6'11" Giannis.
Oh, that's hilarious, that video of that, yeah.
Yeah. You can see that on my Twitter account. You turn right, and you go into the visitor's area and down into the locker room. Now, Giannis is standing out there and yelling, I want the damn ball back.
Mm.
And pretty soon, Bobby Portis and other Bucks are like, what's going on? And so they go to back up their guy, Giannis, and now you got some pushing and shoving. Rick Carlisle, the head coach of the Pacers, said that somebody punched their GM in the ribs during this little fracas. Here's what we found out. Did you know that there's actually three game balls for every game?
Yeah.
And before the game, the referees get the balls, they inspect them, they decide, okay, we like this one. And that becomes the game ball. So Giannis comes out of this saying, the ball that they did give him, like, this is, I know this, I know the ball we played with, this doesn't feel like, I think they just gave me a new ball and sent me away. I think they've got my game ball. Mm-hmm. And it's left in that. Now, some people kind of think, like, all right, maybe Giannis overreacted a little bit. But on the other hand, I find it refreshing that a guy who just got another $250 million with the team, he cares about things, tangible souvenirs to his career like that. I think it's pretty cool that, you know, he's got that much passion to say, I want the ball that I scored 64 points.
I agree with you, Mike. I do. We ask this out of our athletes, especially once they've won championships, what's going to motivate you? What's going to drive you? Then there's these kind of guys. Like we just saw with LeBron James. Most fans are still learning about the in-season tournament and what that was and everything, and if it means anything. To guys like LeBron, Giannis, it's a championship. That's all that matters. Like, they understand the history of the game. LeBron understood. Giannis understood. Hey, I could be the first name on there. I can't be the first name on the NBA Finals title, but I can be on this. That's history. Like, the motivation of these guys is completely different than most athletes or most human beings. So to see him chasing that ball down, all that, I'm with you, man. I really liked seeing that out of him. Whether it was, you know, whether he should have or not or any of that, that's not for me to say. It's his life. I like that he had showed that passion.
You want to be the number one competitor. Mm-hmm. You want to win at everything. You want to make the most money. You want to score the most points. You want to get the most trophies. And that's, guess what? That ends up being your lead dog.
We appreciate you, Mike. We went this whole conversation. We didn't talk Shohei Ohtani. We did it. We did it. We appreciate you, Mike. We're looking forward to next Friday.
Something about the Dodgers, right?
Yeah. Yep.
See you later.
Take care, Mike. Thank you. Mike Clemens covering sports for us here. We appreciate him. He'll be joining us next Friday with another preview and some conversation and some great stories, I'm sure, too. Always appreciate Mike joining us.
So kind of cool on Wednesday night. Actually, our Lincoln High School Student Council kids were down at the game. So my daughter got to be there for that.
Awesome. Very
cool. So that was really cool.
That's very cool. That is really cool. We are going to be having some great sports on our radio dial this weekend on our sister station, WIRI. Join us at 6:59. Our pregame will kick off on Friday and Saturday for River Kings Hockey, hosting the Minnesota Squatch. Going to be good games right there. And we'll, of course, talk about this on Playmakers on Monday. Be sure to join us there for that. We'll take a break. Come back with some more fun on the morning show at WFHR.
Locally grown radio, WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Forget the kitchen chaos and embrace a stress-free celebration. Let Quality Foods of Wisconsin Rapids do the cooking with their complete Christmas ham or prime rib dinners. All you have to do is heat and serve, leaving you more time for making memories and enjoying the holiday spirit. Make this Christmas special with a gift of time and delicious memories. Let Quality Foods do the cooking so you can savor the season. Order your hassle-free holiday meal today from Quality Foods locations in Wisconsin Rapids. More details at qualityfoodswisrapids.com.
The holidays are stressful enough without the unpredictable weather. Stop into the Trading Post in Wisconsin Rapids and get lost in room-to-room gift ideas. No clue what to buy? No problem. Grab a gift card. Come shop stress-free and maybe find something for you, too.
Mostly cloudy today. We'll get to around 43 for a high this afternoon. The wind will be from the southwest at 5 to 15. Tonight will be cloudy with a few scattered off and on rain showers. We could get between a tenth and a quarter inch of rain in some spots overnight. Our low 33. Tomorrow, a few lingering showers, even a few flurries with a high right around 40. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 31.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
Welcome back, everyone. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Terry and James here with you.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
We appreciate the company, and a big shout out to Mike Clemens for joining us. Always appreciate talking to Mike.
And, you know, one more shout out to our Badger volleyball girls.
Yeah, yeah.
Great effort.
Thanks for a great season, ladies. Thanks for a great season. That whole team, that whole staff. I love volleyball. I really enjoyed watching them this year. That was a great team. Let's just take a quick look at entertainment news, Terry. And I mainly just want to focus on things that are being released. New on your small screen, new on your big screen, new on your local theater stage. We'll get into some of that. Tonight on, or actually already premiering on Friday on Max right now, streaming is the Barbie. Barbie just debuted on streaming right there.
Like the Barbie movie.
The Barbie movie, yeah. Yeah, sorry, yeah. The Barbie movie is now on streaming, so it means it'll be available pretty soon, almost everywhere you get your streaming stuff. So it's just going to Max first. Did you see that?
I did.
You did. Mm-hmm. Okay, did you like it? I thought I remember you were okay with it.
Yeah, it was fine. I don't need to watch it again.
Yeah.
But I was fine with watching it. Like, I wasn't like, oh my gosh, I can't get that 2 hours back. I mean, it was fine.
On Apple TV Plus, The Family Plan, a new action comedy starring Mark Wahlberg. And on Paramount Plus, Finest Kind, a crime thriller starring Ben Foster and Toby Wallace. Tommy Lee Jones and Jenna Ortega are in it. That looks really good, actually.
So if every streaming service now has a plus, like, what's the point of the plus?
Well, why have the plus? Yeah, why have the plus? I don't get it, yeah. Or actually, why don't you just be a streaming service called Plus? And maybe you'll get, like, everybody's stuff. I don't know.
Good point.
Tonight, tonight on the CW, the 91st Hollywood Christmas Parade. And on CBS at 7 o'clock, the National Christmas Tree Lighting. And on at 8 o'clock on CBS, the 50th Annual Daytime Emmy Awards.
So I have to tell you, one time I was in Washington, D.C. about this time of the year. And so, we didn't go to like the ceremony of the tree lighting, but each state it has a tree. So you can walk through outside and it's a fresh tree. And then it's decorated by, you know, whoever that state delegates. But Wisconsin, it tends to be a chosen, or when we were there, it was a chosen elementary school that made all the decorations for that tree.
Very cool.
It's cool. It's just neat to walk through and see all the states and how what they choose to represent their state on the tree.
I got to see that someday.
It's neat.
Oh, that sounds really cool. I got to see that. On Saturday Night Live this weekend, the great Kate McKinnon is going to host. Billie Eilish will be the musical guest. Very excited and very happy for Kate McKinnon, former cast member there. The idea of getting to go back and host. Kate McKinnon, actually, I didn't get to work with her, but she was showed up at Second City a week ago. And just unannounced, the teachers knew that she was coming by, but the students didn't. She just came by, and she was joking. I got to be a part of the class a little bit, and she was joking that she's out of practice, and she wanted to get ready for next week. And that meant she didn't even refer to the hosting, just that I got to get ready for next week.
Yeah,
that's
cool.
All she said. I really enjoy her work. She's incredibly funny. And Sunday Night Football, Jacksonville Jaguars, Baltimore Ravens. Should be a good one. That should be a good game. Good AFC matchup right there. And on Sunday night at 7 o'clock on CBS, Willie Nelson's 90th birthday celebration. I don't know what that's going to entail, but I want to see it. I haven't heard anything about it. So
probably be cloudy. A cloudy room.
Gonna have some takes, some tokes and some takes, probably. Yeah.
Maybe smoky.
It's gonna be. Yeah. I wonder what the lighting is for something like that. Then you're gonna work around that. That should be pretty good. Looking at what's new on your what new movies are coming out. So we've got a bunch of movies that are coming out. Of course, this time of year, this is the big time of year for the movie industry releasing movies. When we were kids, it was much bigger. It's not as big as it used to be, but still pretty big.
But a lot of people go to movies on Christmas Day.
Yeah, it was a tradition for my brother and sister and I for a long time. It's how I took them to go. The first movie I took them to was Jumanji, the Robin Williams one. And after that, we just kind of got into a thing of doing it every year where we just went to go see a movie at Christmas, usually Christmas afternoon or Christmas night or something like that.
Yeah, see, and that's so not on my radar at all.
Yeah.
But I get it. A lot of people do it, but I would be like, no way.
Well, when we first moved up here, we didn't have a lot of family up here and stuff. And Nana Papa, when they would go to Illinois and we'd be up here, didn't have anybody. So we just had things to do.
Yeah, it's definitely embraced for sure.
It's honestly, it may sound kind of silly. Some of my favorite memories with my brother and sister are like going to take them to see Jumanji and stuff.
Cool.
Or those kind of things. It was great. New in theaters today, Timothy Chalamet stars as Willy Wonka, a young Willy Wonka. It's the musical origin story of the young and poor Willy Wonka getting started out. Keegan-Michael Key, Rowan Atkinson, Sally Hawkins, Hugh Grant, all in this one as well.
The trailer for that looks good.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, it's not really I've never seen Willy Wonka or the other one, but it was interesting to me.
He talks about this everything I was saying about like some of these athletes I was talking about earlier in that, it's very similar with this kid, Timothy Chalamet. He, I think, is the best young actor in the game today. He has proven that. He's one of the biggest stars in the game, and he's only going to get bigger and bigger. But what I love about all of these things I've said about him, this is the same. He's one of these stars. He stays at his parents' house a lot. His mom was his guest at the Oscars, I believe. He's really, you see him in interviews. Go ahead and pull up an interview, any interview of his, and you see the way he talks. He seems like he's just got his feet on the ground.
That's cool.
And I can't imagine how difficult that might be. I've never been anything like that or anything. His talent is amazing. God, I'm looking forward to seeing this kid over the next 10, 15 years.
So will you go see this?
I probably won't see it in the theaters, but I will see
it. We'll watch it, yeah.
And part of the reason I'll see it, I was on the fence about it, but I heard recently in an interview they were asking him, hey, so which character did you pull from, the Gene Wilder Willy Wonka or the Johnny Depp Willy Wonka? And he said right away, nothing against Johnny Depp. He's a big fan. He loves Tim Burton and those works. He hadn't really seen it. He grew up on the older, which I thought
the original.
Which I thought was kind of cool because he's a younger younger guy.
Yeah.
And so I'm interested to see, as good of an actor as he is, the things that he incorporated from Gene Wilder into this character.
Sure.
That should be pretty good. That's out there right now. And of course, new on your local stage, the WRCT holiday show, A Candle in the Window, in production, going on strong. Just a couple more days to take in this show. We encourage you to, whether it's tonight or tomorrow night, they got 7 o'clock shows. On Saturday, they have a 2 o'clock matinee. This is a wonderful Christmas story that doesn't get the chance to get told very often on the stage. So I really appreciate WRCT hosting this one, having this one. It's got an amazing cast. Make sure to check this out, everybody. Buy local, support local. Appreciate all of these cast members. Break a leg. Enjoy the end of this run. Melissa, Lauren, some people went to it yesterday and said had great things to say. It was
awesome.
A really fun show. Encourage you to check it out, everybody. You can get your tickets at wrctheater.org, wrctheater.org. Otherwise, get them at the front desk today or tomorrow or at that 2 o'clock matinee. Be sure to show up and give them a full house. We will get to our state and local news. Terry and I will be back with, where was that? I wanted to,
That's
not the one I wanted. 7 holiday tidings. We got to get into some holiday stats. We got some stuff there for you. Coming up on the morning show here at WFHR.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Governor Evers is approving $1 billion for all kinds of projects across Wisconsin, including refurbishing local wastewater and stormwater infrastructure. Evers says the spending will modernize Wisconsin's infrastructure and state agency operations. Online shoppers should look out for scam artists. Courtney Anclam is a fraud expert with AARP Wisconsin. She says it's clear more people need to learn the red flags.
We talk about ads on social media. It's sometimes really difficult to discern if that's real or not. You know, the landscape is always shifting. People are maybe not keeping up as much as they should be on some of those new tactics.
She says only 28% passed a recent AARP quiz about warning signs for shopping and gift card scams. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. School staff at Meade Elementary School in Wisconsin Rapids are asking to help keep our Mustangs safe by not blocking the view of Safety Patrol. They're asking that you don't park on the south side of Alton Street between the orange safety cones along the yellow curb. When cars are parked there, the Safety Patrol students can't see to help students cross safely. Please help keep our students safe and don't park between the orange safety cones. The last Wisconsin Rapids Winter Farmers Market for 2023 is tomorrow. Don't miss the delicious foods, salsas and jams, tamales, fry pies, bakery goods, crafts, and so much more. If you're looking for Christmas gifts, they have unique items you can't find anywhere else. Buy local and support local at the Wisconsin Rapids Winter Farmers Market. December 16th is the last Saturday this year. The market will start up again on January 6th. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
Some days I cover up because of my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. Now I'm hitting the road with clearer skin thanks to Skyrizi, Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150 milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieved 90% clearer skin at 4 months. And Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing on my skin, and that means everything. Your doctor today about Skyrizi, the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis, and visit skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
What if your next breath is your last breath? Jesus said that no one is good except God alone. Paul wrote that no one is righteous, not even one. Isaiah says we all like sheep have gone astray. At First Baptist Church of Wisconsin Rapids, we believe there is hope of life after death in Christ alone. Historic faith, prayer, fellowship, virtue, the preaching of the word. Visit firstbaptistwr.com.
I'm Tamron Hall. Eggs are a staple in our diets, and there's only one egg with more delicious farm-fresh taste plus superior nutrition. Eggland's Best, with more vitamins, including 6 times more vitamin D and 10 times more vitamin E, plus 25% less saturated fat than ordinary eggs. Available in so many delicious varieties, classic, cage-free, and organic. Eggland's Best. Better taste, better nutrition, better eggs.
Mostly cloudy today. We'll get to around 43 for a high this afternoon. The wind will be from the southwest at 5 to 15. Tonight will be cloudy with a few scattered off and on rain showers. We could get between a tenth and a quarter inch of rain in some spots overnight. Our low 33. Tomorrow, a few lingering showers, even a few flurries with a high right around 40. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 31.
Welcome back, everyone. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Terry and James hanging out with you on this Christmas season. We appreciate everybody joining us so much and hope you're having a good holiday season out there. Speaking of the holidays, we got to run down to some holiday tidings. Let's do a little tidying up here. We got some stats that we grabbed from around the internet to kind of just some interesting nuggets, you know, about this time of year. Like this one right here. A poll asked, if Santa Claus had a nationality, which country would it be from? 34% said Norwegian. That was the top answer. 15% said Canadian. 6% said American. 31% said another country, like maybe Finnish or Turkish or Danish, Greek.
See, for me, I go right to German.
Yeah.
Because of St. Nick.
Right, right.
Like, I don't know. That's where I go.
The origin of Santa is Germany, I believe, right? No.
Yeah, well, St. Nicholas, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So
yeah,
that's why Nicholas. I just am right, like, right, yeah. I just, okay.
What I think is fun about this is there are no wrong answers.
Exactly.
Like, don't get over serious about this. Don't take it so seriously and get bent out of shape over something as silly as if Santa's purple or not. Like, big deal. It's Santa. Kids don't care. When's the last time you had a kid come up to you and say, oh, I don't like that Santa because of the color of his skin? Like, come on, get over it. It's Santa. He's got the white beard. Is he giving presents? Okay, that's what kids care about. We just got over what kids are looking forward to about Santa. I am a big believer in choosing your battles wisely. And I think in this day and age, it's more important than it's ever been to not get so bent out of shape over every little darn thing.
It shouldn't even be a battle.
It shouldn't. I mean, it should just, no, it just is what it is.
Yeah.
It's been a tough year for some companies, so people are venting about the cheap and terrible holiday bonuses they received. That's been apparently a big thing online.
It's a little Clark Griswoldy.
It really is. It really is. Like, I don't know if I've ever really gotten a holiday bonus. I'm sure that maybe I have at some point in my career or something like that, but I've never really thought much about that. It feels like one of those things that's either in already in a corporate world, or it's kind of a thing of bygone past. Like, I don't know if it's even a thing much anymore. I don't know. That includes a sales team that got a book on how to be better at sales. See, now this is different. Just don't give us nothing. Don't give us anything instead of something. That ain't a gift. That is a backhanded compliment. Oh, you look good today. Wait a minute. I don't look good any other day but today. But that's a backhanded compliment right there. A $10 Starbucks card that will buy you nothing at Starbucks. Cheesecake Factory workers were given a cheesecake from Costco. That's kind of funny. Maybe it was a gag. Maybe it was a joke. I don't know. A mandatory work party that cost money to attend. Whoa.
Mandatory? That's weird.
Yeah. And then you're charging people for that? I don't know about that. And a $30 DoorDash voucher and a subscription to Jelly of the Month Club. Well, that seems like an alright gift, actually. That's not such a bad one.
Actually, out of all of those, I would take the Starbucks.
Yeah, yeah.
Just because, I mean, I drink unsweetened iced tea. And okay. I could get two of them for that 10 bucks.
Yeah, you can.
The
big
ones.
Yeah, yeah.
So, that's, I mean, I would use it because I would use it.
And one person said, we got told we're getting nothing. Management's excuse was, well, not everyone celebrates Christmas, so it wouldn't be fair. Well played, management. Well played. That's low. That's cheap. It's also, you know, I mean.
Everyone celebrates the new year. You could just give it a couple days late.
There you go. Yeah. That's what makes you a great person in your position, Terry. BuzzFeed has a holiday-themed Never Have I Ever survey, and it found 26% of people say that they have never peeked at a present. 39.
Oh, come on. How many said that?
26%. Oh, yeah, well, that's high. That is high for that. How many kids have not done that? I didn't even grow up with hardly any presents, and I did that.
But this is all humans, right? Not just kids. I mean, come on.
39% claim that they have never regifted anything. And 48% have never forgotten to buy gifts for someone. And 68% say that they have never gone caroling. I don't think I've ever gone caroling.
Really?
It's
so nice.
I'm pretty sure I've done all of these outside of the caroling one.
I can say, okay, when we're talking about peeking at gifts, though, mm-hmm. I can honestly say I've never, like, unwrapped a gift to peek.
Oh, yeah, I've never
done
anything
like that.
But
those gift bags, that's, like, the downfall.
My sister tried to do that once, rip just a little bit, and she actually ripped the packaging, and it was just such a nightmare. I think she, like, it was a doll, and it ripped a dress or something. Oh, it was bad. Let's take a call. What's on your mind?
Well, Terry, you called me out. I know you did.
Oh, Kevin. Kevin.
I'm going to remember that next summer when we're sitting about 80 or 90 degrees and you're complaining that it's too hot.
Yeah, because I don't like the hot. Ugh. Kevin, have you ever peeked at a present?
No.
Come on.
Nice, nice. Yeah. I don't know what the limit of statutations on something like that is and everything.
I don't. Yeah.
Statute of limitations.
I got you.
Yeah.
I don't. Yeah. I mean, I don't think I have much interest in peeking anymore. But no. The temptation. No.
I think that's got to be, look, Kevin, that's got to be 100% of the vote. Like, we've all been tempted to look at a present or to shake it or something.
But my no is very sarcastic. So yeah.
Yes.
Are you always trying to peek when you're trying to do the wrap your present? Mm-hmm, you know, my mom goes into the other room and you're trying to look through the door.
Yeah.
Or your sister, you know, it was always a game with us. I mean.
My mom stopped locking the door because the door that we had, if you locked it, you could lean on it. But if it was unlocked, she would catch us leaning on it and trying to hear what was going on in there and everything. And we'd just fall over. She was good. That woman's good.
There's one survey, though, I wish that, I mean, it would be out there. It'd be kind of cool to see, is especially when it comes to regions, you know, like, you know, your states or areas, is the holiday foods. Mm. What year, you know. Like Wisconsin, I mean, I know Wisconsin has always been known for the old fashions and at this time of year, and then also ham rolls.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. With a pickle in the middle or without?
I like them with both.
Both. Okay, okay. I like it with green onion in the middle.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Interesting. Yeah. I don't think I've heard it like that.
Oh, you guys, come on.
That's good. Kevin, I think next week we're going to get into that a little bit of favorite food dishes per state and everything. That's a really good idea, man. I'm going to go ahead and put that in my notes. We will get into that next week. I'll do a little homework on that and see what I can find. Always appreciate talking to you, man. Yeah, we'll talk again real soon, I'm sure. But if we don't, happy holidays to you and yours.
All right, you guys do.
No peeking. No.
Yeah, you too. Best listeners in radio, appreciate you guys. 3% of people think retailers should keep their holiday displays up year round. 21% of people think 4 weeks is plenty. Is it as special if it's year round?
I agree,
question.
But 4 weeks is not plenty.
No,
I spent a lot of years in retail, and 4 weeks is not plenty.
There's some other stats there that we'll get to a little bit later in the week next week. I want to save because they're involving New Year's, so I want to get into those a little bit later. But I did have one more. According to AccuWeather, you may not want to get your hopes up for a white Christmas.
Oh, come on. Stop talking.
Earmuffs, Terry. Earmuffs. The probability of snow is low for most of the country, with the exception of the Rocky Mountains.
I'm going.
The northwest part of the Midwest. And northern New England and upstate New York and Vermont. So you got
what
some
is
spots.
The northwest part of the Midwest?
It's a
do
great
I have to
question.
Go to the like?
Are we talking Michigan?
Like, well, do I have to go to the northwest? Right. Do I have to go to the Dakotas or can I just go to Minnesota?
Right.
What is the Midwest?
Well, I'm guessing Minnesota might work, but I'm not sure.
So irritating. I'm just gonna actually. Now I'm talking smart, but I can actually just go an hour north. and I can hang out Granite Peak.
Granite Peak, yeah.
Because they've been making a ton of snow, and people have been skiing for quite a while, so I could go get a snow fix if I needed to.
There you go. You can do it. If you do, you have to take pictures, though. I want to see, because we want that snow. We want to live vicariously through you as far as any snow that's going on. I'm actually with you on this. I think most years, I kind of usually take the other side of this one. I'm with you. I kind of wish there was some snow out there this year. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back. We're talking about parents and gifting on the morning show at WFHR, locally grown radio.
Thanks for calling Discover. This is Anjali.
Hi, it's Jennifer Coolidge. I just got an alert for a strange charge on my card.
No problem. We make sure you're never held responsible for unauthorized purchases on your Discover card. Let's see. Did you purchase something from a t-shirt cannon store yesterday?
Absolutely not. No, I already have like three.
$0 fraud liability guarantee. It pays to Discover. Learn more at discover.com/credit card. Limitations apply.
I'm Dr. Stork. Eggs are a staple in our diets, and there's only one egg with more delicious farm fresh taste plus superior nutrition. Eggland's Best. With more vitamins, including 6 times more vitamin D and 10 times more vitamin E, plus 25% less saturated fat than ordinary eggs. Available in so many delicious varieties. Classic, cage-free, and organic. Eggland's Best. Better taste, better nutrition, better eggs.
Mostly cloudy today. We'll get to around 43 for a high this afternoon. The wind will be from the southwest at 5 to 15. Tonight will be cloudy with a few scattered off and on rain showers. We could get between a tenth and a quarter inch of rain in some spots overnight. Our low 33. Tomorrow, a few lingering showers, even a few flurries with a high right around 40. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 31.
Welcome back to the morning show. Terry and James here with you.
Program. Mm. It's beginning. Got some Christmas music.
Yeah. We got nice, yes. Our 30 hours of Christmas is coming up, everybody. Be looking forward to that. Our engineers and our people are working really hard on that right now. I wanted to get into this one with you, Terry. A lot of older folks will talk about how things were better when they were kids, even though they had to walk 5 miles to school, uphill both ways with no shoes. Yeah, a lot of that. I know I did.
Yeah, now people are drinking out of their shoes. I mean, right. Come on.
Before we get too into the topic, let's take a call.
Good morning.
Good morning. You're on the show.
Yeah. Good morning, James.
Hey, what's on your mind?
It was back to the beginning of last hour when you had the weather on. Anyways, my family moved into the near south side of we've seen back in 57 when I was just about 13. And I met some friends. One of them was Michael McMillan. We went over to his house to pick him up. You didn't have cell phones or anything like that. You just go, for Michael, and he would come out. But anyways, we were all gathered outside his house ready to go, and Michael's mom sticks her head out the door. Michael, Carol, get in here. We just cracked. Up, you're a girl. we teased him until he got back out, and then he started punching a few of us, and
that ended it for us. Oh, good story. Thank you so much,
That's
sir.
That's awesome.
Happy holidays to you and yours, sir. Thanks for the call.
Yeah, you and Terry also, yeah.
Thank you. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. Best listeners in radio. That's a good story. That's a good one. That's really interesting, too.
That's awesome.
It's very cool. Love hearing from him. So, we're talking about presents, and what the topic is here is the idea of, do we enjoy our presents more as kids or as adults? But is it possible to have that much Christmas spirit? Is it stronger as you get older? We don't think about this very often. In a new poll, 77% of parents agree that the holiday season is, quote, just as magical now as it was when they were kids. And 46% of parents say that they think of that gift giving is even more exciting now than it was when they were kids.
I think it's just different. It's different.
It's different.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah. I agree. I think, well, your appreciation is different. Mm-hmm. The depth of it. I don't know. I think it's as exciting or more exciting, but I just... There's something, for me, it's magical, and it always has been, and it just will be.
I didn't get it at first. I didn't get the holiday season. I didn't get the holiday spirit, whether we're talking Hanukkah, Christmas, anything. I didn't understand it. I did it because that's what you do. That's, you know, you do what your family does and everything. But I, as a little kid, it didn't really hit me that hard. Maybe it was because, you know, of presents or whatever it was. I don't know. But I got older and I started appreciating it a little bit more as we started to lose family members and some of that. But it wasn't until I became a dad that I really got it. Then all of a sudden, everything clicked. Everything made sense. Because I'm seeing it not just through the eyes of my kids and living through my kids. Your kids bring out the kid in you. Your kids make you. One of the best thing about being a parent is getting to act like a kid a little bit. and I got to. I've lived. I haven't lived through vicariously through my kids. I enjoyed it with my children. I've enjoyed it, and even as they're in their mid-20s now and everything, now it's a whole other level of fun. Where now they're old enough. You know, it's not so much the joy of the surprise of a gift that they really wanted through. You know, in the seconds before they open it up, like that. That's such a great.
I know.
Feeling.
I love that.
But even now,
and you know they didn't peak.
Yeah, right. But now, as they're older and everything, you can talk these things out. There's more of the adult things that get involved in the holidays with them and everything.
And I think you do things. You kind of do things together. You know, when they're adults, kind of with you. You know, they're on the. I don't know. Yeah, there's something about it.
I really get this survey. I think it makes a lot of sense. They didn't elaborate on why they feel this way. It's unclear if parents are more excited about the gifts than receiving them or along those lines, but I imagine that's part of it. I think most people will tell you it feels better to give than receive, and there's nothing better in that when it comes to that scenario than with your children. About 75% of Americans, American presents follow the same holiday traditions today as they did when they were kids. So that American parents. dyslexia, you show up every once in a while and we have fun. Yes, American parents. Although American presents maybe too.
Hey, I have to tell you something about the dyslexia. Yeah. Because yesterday I was actually hosting community leadership. I was at the library. So the director of the library was giving the presentation. But there is a font for dyslexia. But you can set your computer and it weights the letters differently. She showed it to us.
I gotta get that.
It's amazing.
I literally have to do that.
I mean,
that,
when she was showing it and just looking at it, it was just, you know, certain parts of the word that you pick out versus trying to decipher It's really cool.
And being honest with you and the audience, as we always are, you know, the audience has fun with this. We give real radio. We talk like people actually talk and all that. And they love it. And we have fun. And they laugh when I make mistakes or whatever. Drives me crazy.
Well, I'm sure.
Drives me insane.
But it just, I was thinking about that when you were reading on the computer to convert to that font, it was pretty cool.
That is awesome. I got to check that out.
Check it out.
I've not heard about that. Others are passing on gift giving this year altogether. A recent Wallet Hub study found that more than a third of Americans were planning to forgo gifts this year due to various reasons. Another 28% said that they'd probably spend less this year. Interesting.
Well, not guilty of any of that. Just saying.
I don't know. I think that... So for what I've just gathering the people in my life and friends and listeners that I've talked to about this, I feel like people are just maybe not doing, maybe they're doing just as much as they used to, but it's more along the lines of being smarter about what they're getting or making memorable purchases.
Okay.
I'm hearing a lot more of that. Destination things or making
experience things.
Yes, that's the better way to put it. Yeah. We'll see. We'll take a quick break, come back, have some more fun on The Morning Show right here at WFHR.
The Morning Show on WFHR. It's different.
That's when all of a sudden, if you notice every other Batman costume, the cowl is not attached to the suit anymore.
Right.
And Batman can actually do this amazing thing where he turns his head. The Joker's masterful plan of going to the left. Serpentine. Quick penguin, serpentine.
Weekdays from 8 to 10 a.m. only on locally grown radio.
The Todd Almaz Show.
Dave in Minneapolis.
I'm embarrassed to say it, but I did vote for Trump the first time. But then after January 6th, I could not vote for him because he is a danger to, I think, us as a country.
Dave's absolutely right. There are foundational things that should transcend partisanship.
right? Democracy, a peaceful transition of power, our veterans.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Mostly cloudy today. We'll get to around 43 for a high this afternoon. The wind will be from the southwest at 5 to 15. Tonight will be cloudy with a few scattered off and on rain showers. We could get between a tenth and a quarter inch of rain in some spots overnight. Our low 33. Tomorrow, a few lingering showers, even a few flurries with a high right around 40. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp now 37.
Melikilikimaka is a thing to say on a bride.
You know, if I was a singer and I wanted everyone to hear me sing, I'd be singing.
Yeah, yeah.
If I was in my car, I'd be singing.
I'd be singing along to this too, yeah. It's a fun one to sing along to. It's probably one of the most fun Christmas songs to sing to. This and Jingle Bell Rock. I think those are two of the
really good ones.
Really like those. Welcome back, everybody. Terry and James here with you. And usually we have a That Ain't Right story featured right here. Not today. Good vibes going into the weekend, everybody. Good stuff. Nothing but good vibes going into the weekend. I want to talk about some local things and start with our United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties. Terry, you guys have a lot of great things going on to wrap up the year, and I wanted to touch on a couple of those with you.
Yeah, absolutely. So we've got, really the rest of this calendar year and into January, you know, we're doing a lot of wrap up on our campaign and continuing to strive to meet that goal because we do help to fund 30 programs in the community, and those checks to help fund those programs start going out on January 1st. Mm-hmm. So, there is that reality of, being a fundraising organization. But then we also have a couple of cool things coming up in January. So on Wednesday, January 10th is our campaign thank you celebration. This is for anyone and everyone who had something to do with our campaign. So if you made a donation, if you volunteered, if you coordinated the campaign at your workplace, whatever the case would be, that is happening at Bullseye Golf Club on January 10th from 4:30 to 6:30. And that is an open invitation, again, to anybody who had anything to do with our campaign. And then 2 weeks later, on the 24th, we actually will be hosting, our Women United group will be hosting their annual Founders event. This is a membership recruiting event, kind of a happy hour cocktail party kind of feel. But it's really about women in the community coming to learn more about Women United and early grade learning and literacy and the Imagination Library program and all of the things that Women United help to support. So if you are a woman in the area that feels like you'd like to learn more and maybe be part of this group, that is a registration required event. So we do need you to RSVP. And you can do that. You can check out both of these events. You can also still contribute to the campaign. And you can do all of that by visiting our website at uwswac.org. Or you can certainly give Stephanie a call at 715-421-0390. And she'd be happy to help you out.
The United Way does a whole lot for us. Let's show them how much they mean to us by supporting these different initiatives and causes and donating to the United Way any opportunity you have. Be sure to follow them on social media, too. It's a great follow on social media. We got a great event going on this afternoon with our friends over at Mid-State. The Holiday Health Resource Fair in Wisconsin Rapids is going on. Wood County Health Department, in partnership with the Hmong and Hispanic Communications Network, is hosting a Holiday Health Resource Fair today from 3 to 7 at beautiful Mid-State Technical College's Gymnasium, located at 532nd Street North in Wisconsin Rapids. This is a free event, open to the public. We're going to be there. Melissa's going to be down there broadcasting live. Be sure to join her from 3 to 5. It's going to be a really fun time. Stop by, say hi. She'll have some stickers and shirts for people and everything.
Cool.
And they'll be free because this is a free event. They're going to have food and drinks, including a hot chocolate bar. I've always wanted to check out a hot chocolate bar. I bet it is.
I mean, I've not been to one somewhere else, but I've done one. Offered, provided one, I guess.
They got photos with Santa available, local health resources information. Also, you can get your COVID-19 or flu shots, blood pressure checks, diabetes screening, kids' activities, something for everybody.
Nice.
And a great chance to get some of these things done, especially like the diabetes screening and that. This time of year, man, it seems like a good idea to do. Yeah, it seems like
great. And I wonder, I bet you maybe Grit will be running around there too, the mascot from Mid-State. So check that out.
Interpreters and translators for our services available as well. Don't always have that available with some of these things, so it's really nice to be able to offer that to that part of our community and just be able to go and have a good time too. You know, even if you're not going for any of these things, grab the kids, get out of the house a little bit, check out Mid-State, and have some fun and be listening to our station WIRI today from 3 to 5 for this. WIRI, West Country 105.5. Melissa will be over there broadcasting live and direct from 3 to 5.
Cool.
It'll be a fun time. Enjoy enjoy, head on over to Midstate today for that great event. I also wanted to remind everybody that we have one more Winter's Farmers Market for the year that is going on at the Moravian Church. It'll be from 9 to 1 in the basement of the Moravian Church at 310 First Avenue South. They'll be coming back January 6th through May, so we'll be back soon. But for now, this Saturday is the last Winter Farmers Market of the year, so get on over there, get those items, especially if you have a mom like I do and that's the only kind of things that she wants or things like that are from a farmer's market. You have to get on over there and check that out and say hi to all the vendors, say hello to our friends at the Moravian Church, and thank them for us. Great Midday Magazine lined up for you today from 3 to 5 in Part 1. Senate District 24 Representative, Wisconsin State Senator Patrick Teston joining us. Looking forward to that. Always a good conversation with Patrick. And in Part 2, Chad Schooley, Parks and Forestry Director. We'll also have Stacy Cliffing with us, Office Supervisor with our Wood County Parks and Forestry Department.
Nice. And you know, Chad's going to want to talk about Powers Bluff and there's no snow.
Yeah, we're going to have to talk about that, though. Yeah, we're going to talk about that. And one more time, I wanted to read that hint about that mischievous Merchant Merlin elf over there, Quality Foods IGA. Take this hint. Get on over there. Take a picture of the elf when you find him. Put it on our Facebook pages with the hashtag WRQualityFoods.
All right. Now listen up, because this is a hard one.
Yeah. The elf will be chilling near the... that's the wrong one. There we go. Darn computers. The spirited elf can be found orchestrating a holiday feast with a twinkle in his eyes and a sprinkle of magic in their fingertips. The elf transforms the holiday meals into extraordinary festive delights. Go ahead and check that out, everybody. Get on over to Quality Foods IGA and have yourselves a great, great holiday weekend. Be good to each other. Be safe out there. Terry, thanks for a great show.
Yeah, thank you. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you and yours, everybody. Enjoy. We'll talk to you soon and later right here at... we got to let Chuck do this. He's got the perfect voice.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.